First of all, reflections on Saturday. How important was that for the whole group?
Yeah, I think it was massive to get the 3 points more than anything. It didn't really matter how it came, just the result was important. I mean, we'd been playing quite well and, you know, not getting the breaks and drawn a few, lost a couple. So it was important to get 3 points, I think.
And how low had the place got before then, the run before the weekend?
Oh, I wouldn't say it was low, you know. I mean, the gaffer keeps his spirits high with everyone, so we all kept believing. We knew we're creating enough chances to win games, we just weren't taking them. So, you know, it's when you're not creating them, you've got to worry about it. And I thought we did well Saturday and we got 3 points.
And you obviously know the manager well from your time at Derby anyway. What's he like in these kind of situations?
Well, yeah, we just believe in what we're doing, you know. Keep doing the right things, the results will come, as it showed Saturday. You know, we created loads of chances at Scunthorpe and we should have won the game. Walsall probably should have held on. So, you know, there was no crisis or anything. It was just about getting the 3 points on Saturday, and kicking us back on.
Do you find that on the full-time whistle when you get back to the dressing room, is everybody crowding round the TV to see how everyone's gone on now?
Well, I mean, it's in our own hands, really. We're in the playoff position, so we just need to keep getting points on the board and we'll be all right.
Big week, this, isn't it?
It is, yeah. We've two more home games coming up, you know. It'd be nice to take maximum points from them and we should be looking all right after that.
And what about you? How do you feel you've settled since coming in?
Yeah, I've done okay. You know, obviously I haven't played much football beforehand. I've been out injured, so, you know, it's nice to get a run of games. Feeling a bit leggy after a few of them, but, yeah, it's nice to be getting a run.
And what about your aims whilst you're here? Obviously, promotion is the one that everybody wants, but on a personal level, what are you hoping to achieve during your time here?
Just the same as everyone, promotion, yeah. As a group, I think we're desperate to get up this year. You know, looks like it'll have to be through the playoffs, but we've got a strong belief we can do it this year.
And it's good enough, isn't it? When you look around you, there's a lot of quality in there.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we've got a strong squad. We want to get a good run going towards the end of the season, finishing the playoffs, and then, you know, take it from there.
That said, as the manager has just pointed out as well, it's just about results now, isn't it? Performances, if you can get that, brilliant.
Yeah.
But it's just about getting the points in the bag, isn't it?
Yeah, it's that time of year that, you know, it's just the 3 points that counts, really. It doesn't really matter how you get them or how you play, as I said about Saturday. You know, just sort of grind it out and, you know, take a 1-0 all day long.
And in most cases, the teams that you play, because the division is so tight, everybody seems to be playing for something more often than not, don't they?
Yeah, you know, if it's fighting relegation, playoffs, people want to win the league, whatever, you know, everyone's got something on their plate at the minute, so, you know, everyone's coming to win the games and we're no different.
Do you think the squad's learned its lesson from the last time you had back-to-back games, those disappointing home games that you had where Peterborough came on the back of the Fleetwood result as well and took maximum points? Do you think you've learned a lesson there?
Well, you know, probably should have seen out the Peterborough game and it would have been a different story sort of thing, so I think we'll probably have learned a few lessons from that about 1-0 up going into the last 5 minutes, shouldn't lose the game.
What about goals? I mean, what's your history like in getting goals? I mean, how long are we likely to wait to see you get on the score sheet?
I thought I'd scored on Saturday, but it went just right. It's one of them things, hopefully it'll come, you know. I'd like to say, you know, tomorrow night hopefully I'll score, but you never know, do you?
Has it ever been a big part of your game, a big feature of your game, getting goals?
Not really, no. I had more assists than goals, to be honest, when I was at Derby, so yeah, one of them. I mean, Gaffer's always on it, man. I need to score more, so yeah, I do, yeah.
And Scunthorpe next, a team you know very well, having played them not so long back.
Yeah, no, they were a good side. We created a lot of chances, though. Felt we should have maybe been two or three up at half time, and we went in one each, so it's more of a battle down there. We'll try and make more of a football game probably on tomorrow night. So,
do you feel it could have gone either way, that one, though? Because they're opportunities themselves.
Yeah, I mean, of course, one all, it can go either way, but we should have been two or three up and out of sight before they scored off the set piece. So, yeah, I mean, one of them. But every game's pretty tight at the minute.